Is God good? Does he care about you and what you are going through? Does he have solutions for today's problems? Does Jesus still heal the sick? Has he changed? Is there still proof of his goodness today? Join Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and a senior pastor of Miracle Way Church Worldwide, for Miracle Wave Broadcast, a live miracle service right in the comfort of your home. Let's hear what the Bible says about these things and let God answer for himself. Come and know about God's goodness today and experience his power. You can't miss it. Every Saturday from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on Spirit 88.3 FM. Your life will never be the same. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.
Hello and welcome to this evening's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus Okleme. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we honor you this evening. We thank you for your unfailing love. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Your mercies, which are new every morning. As we gather before you this evening, we ask that you bless us, speak to us, transform our lives, do something new in every life, touch every heart, every situation, every home. Bring joy, bring gladness, bring peace, bring hope. Let your help reach everyone. Let none of us leave this service the same way we came. We bind the devil, we banish him, we break his power. We disallow confusion, wandering thoughts, anything that opposes you, we pull it down by the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal. Let Jesus be exalted. Let his name alone be lifted. And let your people be blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Well, once again, you are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast. Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Way Church. We love Jesus. We preach the fullness of the gospel, the fullness of his word. We believe that all of God's word is inspired and is profitable for instruction, for reproof, for doctrine, for instruction in righteousness. Join us on any of our services and be blessed. We are in Chichiriri off the Kochi Road. Just at Kochi, you just make a left. That's if you are coming from Kokobin, and you get to Bekwamin. The next town is Chichiriri, where you find Miracle Way Church. You can find us on your Google Maps, or you can get to the same place through the Kwauma, Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also join us at Koforidua at Waterworks Junction. Experience the truth of God's word and the reality of his power. Paul said, "My preaching and my teaching," he said, "it was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but it was in the demonstration of the Spirit and power of God, so that your faith will not be based on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God." Come and experience this at a Miracle Way Church branch near you. I'm talking about restoration to his goodness this evening. Let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 15. If you have a Bible on your phone, if you have a Bible by you, it's always good to open the scripture when it's being read. You see things for yourself. Luke chapter 15 from verse 11. A certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Give me the portion of my goods that falleth to me." And he divided to them his living. So we see right away that this man's sons, they were in a good place. He said, "Give me a portion of my goods." There was good all around him. He said, "A portion of my goods." He didn't ask for a portion of the debt or a portion of the pain or a portion of the suffering. He said, "A portion of my goods." That's the state in which everything began. When you read Genesis chapter 1, chapters 1 and 2, you see the good state in which the world was. The Bible said in Genesis 1:31 that when God had finished all that he made, he saw that it was very good, very good. That's how things started. So this young man said, "Father, give me the portion of the goods that falleth to me." And his father obliged him and divided to them his living. I was speaking with a young man today, and I was telling him how God deals with free will. Free will. It means that he allows you choice. He allows you to make your own choices. Just like it happened in Eden. He told man the consequences, what the consequences of his choices would be. But he didn't stop man from making his choice. He told him that everything, you can partake of everything in this garden. I've surrounded with so much goodness. But he said, don't partake of that particular tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said, if you do, the day you partake of that fruit, you will surely die. Very, very clear, unambiguous instruction. But the choice was man's to make. A lot of the time, people will say, well, if God doesn't like this thing that I'm doing, let him do this or let him do that. Let some lightning strike. Let God stop me. None of those things will happen. But the other thing you must always understand too is that the consequences of your actions will follow. There are two levels of consequences. You have consequences here in earth, because the Bible says, be not deceived. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. So whatever you are sowing, you may be a man right now and you are with somebody's wife, you are going to reap what you are sowing. You may be a woman, you've taken somebody's husband, you will reap what you sow. You may be a government worker who you cheat the state and you cheat the people who come to the place with all sorts of bribes and you will reap what you sow. You may be a doctor and what you enjoy doing is aborting babies as if you can give life. You easily, just for some money, snuff life out. You will reap what you sow. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. In this lifetime, there is a reaping of what is sown. For Adam and his wife, soon after they had partaken, God came around and everything changed for them. And in this life, you and I are still reaping of the fruits that they sowed. So always be careful what you are doing. You will reap what you sow. Nobody may see. It's just like a farmer going to sow in the middle of the night. When everybody is asleep, he puts corn in the ground. It's just a matter of time. It will show up. It's just a matter of time. It will bear fruit. And in just a matter of time, he will reap what he sows. No matter what you do, whether it's in the secret or it's in the open, whether it's alone or it's with company, there's a certain false security that people have when they are committing a certain sin with company. They think that because many people are doing it, it's okay. I've got news for you. Though hand joined with hand, the Bible said the sinner will never go unpunished. The Bible gave clear instructions. Don't follow the multitude to commit evil. You're a young person. You went to school. You found a couple of friends who booze and love to drink. Booze themselves to stupor. Okay? And you join them and you feel that because you are with the crowd, it's okay. But the Bible says drunkenness is a work of the flesh. And those who, walk in these days, they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The fact that you are in a choir and half of the girls are sleeping around with half of the boys in the choir or in the church doesn't make it okay. The Bible says, flee youthful lust. Flee fornication. For every sin that a man committeth, he commits, it's outside the body. But the one who commits the sin of fornication, he sins against his own body. And you will reap it, whatever you are sowing. So always bear that in mind. God has given you free will. but you are going to answer for your actions. God has told you that don't do this. I've quoted several scriptures to you. Don't do this, don't do that. They all come with consequences. But he's not going to stop you. He's not going to pull up your zip when you are pulling it down. He's not going to stop you. You have the choice to make. Just like this son, everything around him was good. And he thought that, let me leave home. Let me go out experimenting. I had a friend when we were in school, and he told me how he liked to experiment everything. And he said, he's a scientist, and I mean, as a scientist, you must experiment stuff. And he felt so good about what he was saying. But how many things can you really experiment? You want to experiment what it feels like to have a cancer? Do you want to experiment what it feels like not to have your liver working? Do you want to experiment what it feels like to be drowning? Oh, that one there, no, you don't like those ones. But you want to experiment what it feels like to be sleeping around with different girls of different colors and shapes? Or you want to experiment what it feels like to smoke and to use hard drugs? You want to experiment what it's like to drink hard liquor? That one is worth experimenting. Why not experiment what it feels like to have your limbs broken? Why not experiment what it feels like? See, it's hypocritical, and it's not wise to learn from your own mistakes. Some of such learning is a costly way of living. That's why people write books, people write memoirs, and it's wiser to learn from the mistakes of others. That way you stand on their shoulders. You don't have to start from the ditch where they started, but you probably can start on another level. You most probably make some mistakes of your own, but you will learn from them, and those who are coming will do same. But when God's word has spoken about this, about that, it's our wisdom to take God at his word, to believe his word, to trust in him, and to go with him. And it's a much more blessed way to live than this. I have to experiment everything. A married man, I have to experiment what it's like to sleep around. A married woman, I have to experiment what it feels like to be unfaithful. Come out of that nonsense. He said, give me what is mine. Let me go and experiment small. Let me go and see what the world has to give me. Not many days after, he gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there he wasted his substance with riotous living. Verse 13. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. When he was in his father's house, he couldn't be in want because his source was connected to his source. But when he cut himself off from his father's goodness, he cut himself off from the source. And when the famine came, his supply also ran out. This may not have been the first famine that has happened in this young man's lifetime, but it's definitely going to be the first famine that he has suffered. It's going to be the first famine that he has struggled through because he's disconnected from God's goodness. There are people who come to God just desiring what God has to offer and the good that God has to give them. Give me my healing and let me be on my way. Deliver me from this problem and let me be on my way. Take this burden off me and let me be on my way. But what they don't know is that God's goodness is connected to his person. If you want God's goodness to continue with you, then you have to continue with him. Look at what the Bible says. In the book of Psalms 16, verse 11, it said, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures evermore." God's goodness is connected to his person. You can receive his goodness and walk away, but it will dry up. It will run out. Just like this prodigal son's goodness, or the good that he had taken from the house. He said, "Give me my goods and let me go." But when he left, his goods began to finish because he has been cut off from supply. Now, people who are listening to me, you sought God when you were in need. When you needed a husband, you needed a wife, you needed a child. You sought God when you were in a tough place, in a difficult situation, and God came through for you. But immediately you had what you wanted. You were in church all the time before you became a successful politician. You needed the votes of the masses. You needed the help of God and all of that. But immediately you had what you wanted and you got what you needed. You cut yourself off from God. You've cut yourself off from supply, sir. You've cut yourself off from supply, ma'am. And it's only a matter of time. It's going to run out. God's goodness is infinite. But if you've cut yourself off, you are limited. David said in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me." Just notice that he is with him. He is in God's presence all this time. "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." Now look at the verse 6. "Surely," no question about it, definitely, "goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord." This is talking about an unending supply of God's goodness, his mercy, his grace. This is a place where it doesn't run out. It doesn't finish for this man to enter want. Why? He is with him. The goodness and mercy is following David, because David is following the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. He is with me. He's leading me. He's bringing me to, he's preparing a table before me. I am dwelling in this house. Come back home, backslider. You used to do so much for God until you became blessed, favored, rich, powerful. Now, we can't even find you in church. Brother James, what's happening? Oh, my business. God has blessed the business. Don't forget your source. You cut yourself off from your source. You've cut yourself off from your supply. And what you've got is going to run out. And when the famine hits, you are going to be in want. But David said, "All the days of my life, I want to be in this place. All the days of my life, I will experience his goodness and mercy." How does this happen? "Thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me." You are with me. I'm with you. We go together. Yeah. That's it. My time will not allow me to proceed beyond this point, but I believe that God has spoken to you in particular this evening. If God blesses us and permits us next week, we may continue in our discussion of restoration, of the theme, restoration to his goodness. But tonight, you want to reconnect to the source. He began to be in want. Don't wait for everything to run out. All the joy will finish. All the peace. You think that money will make you happy. Money will make you joyful. But it's all an illusion. When you get what you are in hot pursuit of now, when you finally land it, or you lay your hands on it, you find out that it does not really satisfy. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. Jesus is calling you tonight. He's calling you to come home. He's calling you to come home. Calling for you and for me. See on the portal, he's watching and waiting. Waiting for you and for me. Come home. Come home. You who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, oh sinner, come home. You may have been a Christian before. You've known his goodness when you were younger. Some things have drawn you away. This is the time to come back home. You may have never turned your life over to Jesus. You may have been living after the ways of your heart and doing everything that comes to mind. Yes, there's something better for you in your Father's house. Better than the husks of the swine that you have become used to. The leftovers of people's husbands that you have come to cherish. Sneaking to take a sope of people's wives. Come on. You are worth more than that. It's time to come home. Turn away. Turn around. Oh, God is calling you. He's calling you from a life of wasted years. Come home tonight. Bow your head with me and let's pray. It's a serious time and it's a serious thing. It's time to come home. Tell the Lord, I'm coming home. I've wandered far away from you. Now I'm coming home. Never more to roam. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive my sin. Jesus, I run to you. You said anyone who comes to you, in no wise cast away. Receive me. Forgive me. Call on God. Tell him that I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I want to pray with you. There's nothing special about this prayer. The only special thing is that you say everything and mean everything from the depth of your heart. It's not a recital, it's a prayer. The Bible said you have to confess with your mouth the Lordship of Jesus, believing in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. And that's what I'm helping you to do. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, today I'm coming home. I've wandered far away from you. I've been full of my own ways. But tonight I turn around and I turn to you. Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin and I turn away from it. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you came into this world, you suffered and you died for me. I believe that you were buried and you rose on the third day. Jesus, be my Lord, be my master, be my friend. I turn my life over to you from this day forward. I am yours. Thank you for receiving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands. I'm praying for your healing. Something happened. Now I know it touched me, made me whole. Be made whole now. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, let every weakness leave you. Let every infirmity leave you. Let every pain leave your body, your joints, your bone, your marrow. Let every weakness leave you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak healing into diseases of the marrow. Diseases of the marrow, cancers of the marrow, abnormal cell production from the bone marrow, so that you are always pale and you are always suffering infections, and doctors are scratching their heads about the diagnosis because it's so grim. Be made whole now. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Jesus Christ makes you whole. You feel a fire burning in your long bones, in your bones. You feel a fire, a flame burning. It's the power of God. It's setting right what was wrong. Oh, come on. I see it happening now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, be made whole. Every pain leaves you. I break the power of every infection now. Receive his healing touch. Receive his healing touch. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace over every troubled water, every troubled situation. I speak peace now. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. I rebuke every form of weakness and pain from your body. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That person who had this, the leukemia, on Monday, go and check. Go and run your labs again. If God heals you, it shows. It's not like it's real. And the labs will confirm it. Go and check your labs. You'll find that the Lord has made you whole. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Let us know what God is doing in your family. Let us know how he has forgiven you, how he has restored you. 0249-471-769. 0249-471-769. Send us a message on WhatsApp, a voice note on WhatsApp. You can call us, you can send us a text message. Just let us know what God is doing in your life. We'd like to rejoice with you. We love you. Until we meet you again next week, this is your pastor, Dr. Augustus Okleme, on Miracle Wave Broadcast. We are on podcast, Podbean. Find us, Miracle Wave Broadcast, and you can have all these messages on demand. We love you, and we pray for you, and we believe in God's best concerning you. God be with you. We'll meet again next week.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Way Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing his works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.